Be back at 1:15.
Good afternoon. I guess the next item on our agenda is herring, something we don't talk about at all at this council. But under tab 5, we have one item that we'd like to just clarify with the council. Follow as the PDT was going through developing the draft EIS, and some of the issues there, they had some questions. This was clarified in a memo from Powell Howard to John Popolato and myself, trying to bring up some of the questions, and this is that had been brought up, and also basically just to clarify that the council's all still on the same page from the two items that we motions that we passed proposed to the requirement for dealers to accurately weigh all fish. So what I'd like to do, Mr. Chairman, is to have Lori briefly go over that memo so that everybody realizes what's in the memo and some of the issues. We just want to make sure everybody's on the same page about this, and then if everybody is, there'll be silence. If not, I'd like to hear what those issues are, and if we need to make clarifications, I'd like to have some motions from the committee. But I'm all clear on this. This is how I intended it, but I interpreted it. But so without further ado, if Lori's ready, would you like to be would you be able to go over this memo from Paul Howard to myself and John?
Sure. Thank you. I don't have a presentation or anything, and I'll try to be brief. As Doug mentioned, behind tab 5 in the binder is a copy of the February 24th Herring Plan Development Team report. The Herring PDT met in February following the January Council meeting to start to work on the development of the analyses for the draft EIS for Amendment 5 to the Herring FMP. The Herring PDT report is summarized, the Herring PDT meeting is summarized in the report, and you can take a look at it to see sort of some of the issues that the PDT is working on. We have another meeting scheduled, I believe, May. I don't know. I think it's either the 11th or 12th. I can't remember. And then we'll meet again in June to continue to work on the analyses of these alternatives. Before I get into the memo, just very briefly, the PDT obviously spent some time discussing this new measure that was included at the January Council meeting to require herring dealers to accurately weigh all fish. And you can take a look at the PDT report to get a sense of some of the details of the discussion. There's some concerns from a technical perspective about how to evaluate and implement a simple requirement that dealers weigh the fish in this particular fishery because of the high volume nature of the fishery and the fact that fish that are sold as bait are not separated by species. Weights are estimated through volumetric conversions and things like that. So, you know, questions arise with a requirement for dealers to accurately weigh all fish. You know, how do we define accurately? How do we define weigh? And, you know, are we talking about by species or collectively? Things like that. So there's a lot of unanswered questions. The PDT sort of discussed some of these issues and some of the challenges associated with developing an analysis of that measure. So we flagged it as an issue that the council may want to provide some further guidance on. We also identified some potential problems with the proposed exemption process, which we'll get into in a minute. Those are more, in my opinion, more policy issues than really technical issues. The rest of the PDT meeting was focused on discussing the options for observer coverage levels in the fishery. That is probably the largest piece of technical work that the PDT has been wrestling with for this document, how to really analyze the different options for observer coverage levels in the fishery and relate them to the SBRM. It's a major challenge. It's complicated. And that's where I think we'll be spending most of our time at the May PDT meeting and probably the June meeting as well. The two biggest issues for the PDT are going to be the observer coverage options and the river herring measures in terms of providing sort of a quantitative technical evaluation. Those are really going to be the two areas of the document that the PDT is focused on the most. So there were some other things that we discussed, but those are really, as I mentioned, the big issues. We'll be coming back to the observer coverage options at the May meeting. So following the PDT meeting, there were some discussions between myself and Paul and John and Doug Grout concerning the PDT discussion and some of the issues that were raised at the PDT meeting, and we decided that the council should probably just be briefed at this point on what we intend to do to proceed with developing the option for dealers to accurately weigh all of their fish. So we're bringing this issue back primarily to update the council on the way that we plan on moving this forward in the document, and we wanted to see if anybody, we want to make sure everybody's on the same page, and we want to see if there's any further guidance that the council has prior to fully developing this document. So Paul's email on the cover of the PDT report outlines the two issues that we wanted to bring to your attention today regarding this measure to require dealers to accurately weigh all of the fish. The first one is that the measure is vague, and the PDT has identified several potential questions or unresolved issues. At this point, we had this discussion at the January council meeting, and at that time, the council was pretty clear that it wanted the measure to be moved forward vague, and that we were not going to be specifying any specific standards or criteria for weighing or any requirements in the amendment, but that we were going to require that the dealers accurately weigh their fish. So what we're proposing to do, based on the council discussion in January, is we are going to move this forward as a requirement to accurately weigh all the fish in the document. And we're going to assume that the details of the weighing program and any requirements that are going to be needed to meet that will be fleshed out and implemented by the National Marine Fisheries Service in the future. And that may be in the future through additional rulemaking. It may be in the future through further consultation with the council and the council needing to take a framework. But the idea is to sort of follow the process that we used in Amendment 5 to Groundfish when we implemented mandatory dealer reporting. And that is, we implemented a requirement that dealers report. And then the National Marine Fisheries Service implemented that requirement through a mandatory reporting program with a detailed reporting procedure that they fleshed out through rulemaking and through working with the dealers using the resources that they had at hand to do that. When we did that in Amendment 5 to groundfish, NIMS specifically asked that we keep the measure and the requirement vague so that they had more flexibility to implement the appropriate program given their available resources at the time. Given the discussion that we had in January with the council and with the service here at the council meeting, we're proposing to move the weighing requirement forward in the same manner, meaning that the details of any weighing program would be implemented through rulemaking with the National Marine Fisheries Service following Amendment 5. So that's sort of the first issue that we wanted to make sure everybody's clear on. The second issue relates to the exemption process. And the vote that the council took in January, the motion said that for those dealers who can demonstrate that it is unfeasible to weigh the fish, an exemption will be approved by the council. Well, the council, we don't have a review and approval process for exemptions here through the council. We have, you know, amendments and framework adjustments. So if we're not, you know, if we're not going to take the steps to establish that kind of a process through this amendment, which may not even be the appropriate thing to do, we feel that it's more appropriate that the National Marine Fisheries Service would be the agency responsible for reviewing, approving, and administering exemptions. So we wanted to let the council know that that's how we're going to be drafting the language in this amendment. But we may want to spend some time right now talking about, you know, any elements of that exemption process that you do want to specify in this amendment. If there are criteria that you think NIMS should consider for exemptions, if there are standards that you want NIMS to evaluate for exemptions, any of that, we should go ahead and talk about that now so we can get it into the document. You know, we have discussed really just sort of laying out a simplified kind of process that says, you know, if this is going to be a requirement that dealers are going to have to meet on an annual basis, then 6 months prior, you know, dealers that want an exemption are going to have to submit something to NIMS to seek that exemption, and allow NIMS to implement an exemption process. So if there are any details or standards or criteria that we want to recommend, we should go ahead and include that today. So that's really, at this point, what we are proposing to do with this measure for dealers to accurately weigh all fish in the amendment. It was clear at the last council meeting that the intention was to keep the measure vague. So in order to do that and address some of the concerns of the PDT, we just need to all be on the same page in terms of what's actually going to move forward in this document and what's going to happen after we finish this document and the amendment gets implemented. So that's really, that's the update. At this point, I'm still very hopeful that we can get a draft EIS in front of the council for the September council meeting. As I mentioned, the PDT is really wrestling with the observer coverage options. We have a meeting in May and a meeting in June, so if there is an issue that comes back for a little more discussion at the June council meeting, it's likely to be the observer coverage options, but I need to spend a little bit more time working with the PDT on that before we bring it back. And then, again, I'm hopeful that we can have something for the council to review at the September council meeting. Thank you.
Pat?
Yeah, I have a couple of concerns with the approach. In terms of the weighing issue, if the intention is for the fish to be weighed, then that's what it needs to say. It shouldn't be vague on that point. It shouldn't be vague on how it should be weighed. It should be weighed, and it should be very specific about that. I think it's important that the council make clear that that's their intention. And on the exemption, we wouldn't be deciding what the criteria are for the exemption. If you intend to have some kind of exemption from the from the weighing requirement, you also need to be very specific about what the criteria would be for those exemptions. And it's true that we would be making the decision, but the council needs to put forward their criteria and their rationale for their exemptions. So.
I guess that I'm getting confused. The council said at the last council meeting that it wanted a requirement in Amendment 5 for all federally permitted herring dealers to provide an accurate, verifiable weight for all landed fish. So if we had a provision in the amendment that said that, is that enough?
Yes, I think that's enough. My concern was the part about how we would implement other things if we thought they were necessary and that it would be left vague. And, you know, if that's a very clear and very specific statement. And so if the amendment includes that, I think that's enough.
Okay. Terry?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I can help simplify this a little bit. In the past, State of Maine has been a strong advocate for providing exemptions for particularly the Down East community and the rural communities and the islands, just because of the logistical issues of trying to do business down there. But this is a state that landed 93 million pounds of lobsters last year. Somehow they all got weighed. So upon further reflection, I'm going to make a motion to remove the provision allowing the council to approve exemptions for dealers from the document.
There's a second. Seconded by Dr. Pierce. Terry.
Thank you. Strongly support the requirement to weigh the fish. It's straightforward. It's transparent. It's equitable. It will provide the most accurate data towards improving the assessment and the management of the resource.
Anything further on the motion? Mary Beth.
I support the motion. One thing Lori did bring up that we haven't discussed is this concept. It came up at the Mid-Atlantic, the staff there and their interpretation of what we had done here for herring they're considering for mackerel in a different amendment. And there was an assumption that we'd be sorting to species level and weighing catch. And first of all, I don't know exactly what the percentage is, but it's 99-something that it's Atlantic herring. And to think that we could weigh fish, which we certainly will be exploring every option that we can do to get that done, and I think, you know, for some of us, we definitely can do it. But we are talking about weighing trucks for our operation, for example, and not, you know, trying to pick out the 100 dogfish in the summertime. So if everybody's kind of clear on that part, then I'm comfortable with the motion.
Anything further from the council on the motion on the board? Anyone in the audience to the motion on the board? Mr. Libby?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gary Libby from Port Clyde. I am in favor of this motion. I think, like Terry said, we weighed the lobsters, and there was quite a few of them. I think the fish should get weighed. I always have. Thanks.
Anyone wishing to speak against the motion? Back to the council. Anything further? Mary Beth.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is that I think that to take this out for public hearing, I think from the regional office perspective and the council perspective, we have a lot of dealers in the state of Maine. I know there's a lot of dealers in other parts of New England. I've seen the list on the state of Massachusetts, and it's, you know, hundreds. So I just think it would benefit everybody if we try to get that message out to people who perhaps don't track management issues the way that fishermen might, and that we hear from the public when we go to public hearing.
Anything further? Ready for the question? All those in favor, raise your hand. 17, unanimous. So now we have that one other issue, which is the weighing of the fish. Do we have anything further on that? Terry.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to ask Pat again, what language do we need to amend to make it clearer to you?
We can work with Lori in the language. I don't have it up in front of me. It was more the discussion here that I was concerned about.
Lori?
Well, the language is that federally permitted dealers will be required to accurately weigh all fish. That's it. So, I mean, that's where I'm a little unclear, too. Like, I guess right now what I'm hearing is that's it. Okay.
Guess that's it. Anything else, Doug? That's it?
No, sir. That's it?
That's it. Okay, that's it. Thanks, Lori. Okay, so we have three more items on the agenda. Having a discussion with Dave Preble, who's our Habitat Committee Chair. It strikes me that perhaps we'd want to reorganize these three. I know that yesterday at the beginning of the meeting, people suggested that we flip-flop the 4 and 4:30 item, but as I look at them, it seems to me that if the way we should do it is to take the last item first and then take the Habitat Committee report, which is short, and then leave the balance of the day for the EBFM discussion with Dr. Fogarty, because the EBFM discussion would be best served by having the SASE peer review discussion and the Habitat Committee discussion ahead of it. So if there's no, 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 so if